Welcome back to Take Two from KPCC. I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Alex Cohen. 31 current and former UC Berkeley students filed two federal complaints against the university yesterday for allegedly mishandling sexual assault cases. It's a problem they say has gone on for decades. Here to talk with us about the case is Los Angeles Times reporter Jason Felch. Jason, good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
So what exactly are these current and former Cal students alleging?
Well, in rather detailed complaints to the Federal Department of Education, they're saying that UC Berkeley has really for years failed to inform sexual assault victims of their rights and failed to properly adjudicate these cases through the campus judicial system. They say that they've led a biased system that favors the rights of the perpetrators over the rights of the victims. And at times, they say administrators have discouraged women from reporting the crimes to police or from even following the formal university procedure to adjudicate these cases.
And in this piece, you actually have described several instances of these allegations. Can you maybe give us an example?
Yeah, one woman who we spoke to with, her name is Diva Cash. She graduated from UC Berkeley in 2009. She's currently a law student at a different campus. She was raped at a fraternity in 2008 during her junior year. And it was quite a serious assault, as she describes it. It had serious medical consequences for her. She reported it through the university reporting system. It was adjudicated by a panel of UC employees. One was a optometry professor. Another was a graduate student. And the third person was a staff person at, in the administration. And they, after a hearing, concluded that her assailant had not raped her. She later filed a civil lawsuit against her assailant, and the fraternity and the assailant settled that suit, she says. And she's very frustrated that having gone through this judicial process, which she describes as kind of almost as equally as traumatic as the assault itself, she could find no justice, she felt, from the university.
And Jason, this is not the first time such a complaint has been filed. There was a smaller group that filed a complaint last May. How big was that group and what happened there?
In May at UC Berkeley, nine women filed a complaint under the CLERI Act, which is a federal law that requires campuses to accurately report sexual assault statistics. That was filed to the federal government, and the women who filed it tell me that they have not heard back from the Department of Education. So their frustration with the university now includes their frustration with the federal government, which is taking a long time to respond to their initial complaint. So on Wednesday, they refiled the CLERI complaint with an additional number of women alleging similar things, basically mishandling of these cases by UC Berkeley. And they were pretty outspoken in their criticism of the federal government for their failure to respond.
How has the university responded to all of this?
Well, I think UC Berkeley has been taking a number of steps over the last year or two to address some of the concerns. There have been meetings. There's been activity on the on campus in terms of protests and also in the student government. And so just Tuesday, the chancellor, Chancellor Dirks of UC Berkeley, announced a series of new hires and other changes that were an attempt to address some of these concerns. What's clear is that UC Berkeley is not alone. Campuses around the country are being asked under federal law to adjudicate complex sexual assault cases. And I think we're seeing, not just at Berkeley but elsewhere, that the campuses are really poorly prepared to do this and to do a good job administering fair justice in these cases.
What about the Department of Education? How have they responded to these claims that they've just that they've lagged too long?
Well, there's two areas of the law that the Department of Education oversees. One is the CLERI Act, and the other is Title IX. From what I hear, talking to women around the country who have filed these complaints, they feel that the Office of Civil Rights, which handles Title IX, has been more responsive, and that the CLERI Act people have been slow to respond. To be fair to the federal government, I think we know that there has been a real spike in these type of federal complaints filed by campuses around the country. There's been a real notable increase in recent years. And so I think the federal government itself has been caught somewhat off guard by just the growth of the number of these type of complaints and the requirement that they have to come into town and investigate and interview everybody and try to get to the bottom of these cases and to what extent the universities were complying or not complying with the law.
Jason Felt of the Los Angeles Times, thank you so much for joining us once again. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Alex.